This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Dodgers have claimed a recently DFA'd outfielder off of waivers. Why'd they do it? We got an injury update on Jason Hayward, some more roster moves, and more. That's coming up next here on Dodgers Dugout.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
That's strike three. Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Mookie Betts
cranks it. Left field.
Mookie Betts. They're going to make big signings. They're going to make impact trades.
I don't care how many times this team rips my heart out, I'll never stop loving the Los Angeles Dodgers. Think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
What is going on, Dodgers Nation? Doug McCain here, credential member of Dodgers Media. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Now, if you haven't yet, do us a huge favor and subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, hit that like button, and make sure you're eligible for our next giveaway at 90,000 subscribers. All you have to do is subscribe to the channel and comment done down below. And also, I want all your fire takes. What are your thoughts on these recent moves by the Dodgers? Claiming Taylor Trammell. What do you make of Jason Hayward? What is your concern level on a scale of 1 to 10? Do you think he can replicate the success he had last season? And also, call your shot. When will Shohei Ohtani hit his first regular season home run with the Dodgers? Let me know down below. And for all latest Dodgers news, head over to DodgersNation.com. So we've got some breaking news to get right into. The Dodgers have claimed outfielder Taylor Trammell off of waivers. The outfielder was DFA'd by the Mariners last week. This was first reported by MLB insider Robert Murray. And it's a little background on Trammell. He's 26 years old. He was the 35th pick by the Cincinnati Reds in the 2016 amateur draft. He was a top 100 prospect from 2018 to 2021. And he has gotten multiple opportunities to earn a role in the big leagues with the Mariners. And like a lot of prospects that don't break through, he just hasn't been able to hit consistently at the big league level. In his big league career, in his opportunities, he slashed 168, 270, 368. He's had a 37% strikeout rate and 351 plate appearances. The walk rate has been impressive at 11.1%, and he has been a lot better at the AAA level, where in parts of three seasons, he slashed 274, 381, 506 with 38 home runs and 813 plate appearances. He's posted a 24% strikeout rate and impressive 14% walk rate. He does have some speed, but that speed has gone down in recent seasons. He's in the 43rd percentile in sprint speed. If you look at his ability defensively, he doesn't project to be an above average defender. It's around league average is where outs above average had him in his big league stint, but he's someone that has had.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Potential in the past, like I said, a top 100 prospect, a high draft pick, and he has been derailed by injuries to a degree. He's had opportunities where he has been healthy, but he just hasn't been able to figure it out at the big league level. Now, we've seen someone like Chris Taylor with the Mariners come to the Dodgers and find success. Maybe he could be someone that, if he's given his opportunity, can make the most of it. And now, as far as his roster status, he doesn't have any minor league options left, so he will have to be added to the minor league roster. And later in the day, the Dodgers announced that they had released relief pitcher Matt Gage. Now, Matt Gage, he's someone that the Dodgers really were high on as far as the potential as an NRI invite, as far as a little bit of a lottery ticket. And his spot on the 40-man roster is going to go to Taylor Trammell, who the Dodgers did claim off of waivers today. Now, as far as Matt Gage goes, he's been released, not designated for assignment. That was what was initially reported. So Matt Gage, he is gone, and Trammell is on the Dodgers. Now, why did LA make this move? Well, it's simple, and it's because Jason Hayward has been dealing with a back injury that looks to be possibly worse than they originally anticipated. He missed Monday night's game against the Giants. He was dealing with the back tightness. He was originally in the lineup, and then closer to game time, he was pulled. And Dave Roberts said yesterday, as he was getting loose during the game, he just had a harder time getting ready. Today, he came in a little sore, stiff, so we decided to give him a day. He won't be available tonight, and we'll see tomorrow how he comes out. Now, Hayward on the year, he has 3 singles and 14 at-bats. He has a sack fly in 4 games, and in the Dodgers' domestic season opener against the St. Louis Cardinals, he went 1-for-8. But the back issues dated back further than that. He was scratched from a game in the Dodgers' final spring training series, the freeway series against the Angels, when the back tightened up before the game. And clearly they're taking this very seriously, because Dave Roberts said that he had met with Dr. Watkins in Los Angeles, who's a back specialist. So hopefully this is nothing serious. Hopefully this is nothing that lingers into the season, because one of my big questions heading into this year was, would Jason Hayward be able to replicate the success he had last year with the Dodgers? Because he fit perfectly in his role playing in right field. It allowed Mookie to play second. Really was their best lineup against right-handed pitching. He ended up slashing .269, .340, .473, hit 15 home runs, had a .121 weighted runs created plus. So he was 21% above league average as far as his offensive production, and 92.6% of his plate appearances, they came against righty. So he has a clear, defined role for this team, but if he's injured and he's unable to produce offensively, what will that mean? What will the Dodgers do? So hopefully he gets back to being fully healthy and he can get back to hitting the ball hard, hitting home runs, and playing great defense like he did for the Dodgers against right-handed pitching last season. Now, I hear people out there, why didn't you bring up Andy Páez? Andy Páez was really one of the Dodgers' breakout stars during spring training. And I think really for Andy Páez, I don't think they wanted to waste an option on him, considering this could be a one-week stint for Trammell, right? I think if you're someone like Andy Páez who needs the at-bats, you need the experience, you're still coming off that injury, you want to be in there every single day and go out there and dominate. And then when the middle of the summer comes rolling around, maybe you do get an opportunity when you're a little more ready. Now, you're never really just truly ready for the big leagues, and maybe if you're throwing him in there, Andy Páez has a lot of success. But I think Páez, if he does, then you're going to start to hear the whispers if Hayward comes back and he struggles. And it's going to kind of start something from that standpoint. I think when Andy Páez is ready, there's no doubt about it. They're going to give him his opportunity. But you have to remember, too, he's a righty. And they wanted to go with a left-handed hitter to replace Hayward, who was platooning with Chris Taylor. So I think that was the thought process that went into the decision-making there. And I think that it's a combination of allowing Páez just to get more reps, get more confidence, and then when he's ready and when that opportunity presents himself, he can be best placed in a situation where he can have success. Because early success definitely matters to these young players when they're on their way up. So I think Páez is someone who's going to get an opportunity, but he's a true prospect. Whereas Trammell, he's just someone that they're just going to use and they're going to burn him, and that's going to be that, right? I don't think they have high hopes for him being a big contributor for this team. Whereas Páez, they see him as a big part of their future. But that's where we stand. I mean, Jason Hayward dealing with that back issue, it's not good, especially when, for the most part, last handful of seasons, he's had down years. He comes with the Dodgers and he has a big bounce back here in that role, and he's got off to a slow start offensively, and so is James Outman. I mean, the outfield offense last year, they really lacked, but thankfully, you have Teoscar Hernandez. By the way, I love the fact that if you look at the home run leaderboard right now, Mookie Betts, Teoscar Hernandez, they lead all Major League Baseball. They're tied with four home runs. And you just look at this offense in general. I mean, they're averaging almost 6.7 runs per game. And that's without Shohei Ohtani erupting. That's without the bottom of the order doing their job, the 7, 8, 9 hitters. So this offense is still scoring a ton of runs, even though they're not even close to being firing at all cylinders. And I think hopefully Ohtani hits that first home run. I know I said that he was going to hit it. I think that I still feel like it's coming. I think for him, there's a lot of the timing and just going out there and getting behind one. And once he sees one leave the yard, this is someone who, if you watch a lot of Ohtani when he's with the Angels, he would go on these heaters. And a lot of times it would start with a home run. He's not someone that's going to go out there and just try to be an on-base machine. He's up there to rake and give you doubles and home runs and triples and go up there and try to leave the yard. So that is who Ohtani is. Sometimes he is streaky and he just needs to get that first home run to start that first streak. I definitely think that it's a factor. Everything he's dealing with off the field and just the new team signing a $700 million contract. Is he pressing? Maybe a little bit, but let me remind you that even though he has superhuman talent, he is still human, okay? So I think that's where we stand with Shohei Ohtani. I think he's going to go off. I think he's going to go absolutely bananas pretty soon. I think that it could start tonight. But that's going to do it for this episode of Dodgers Dugout. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Now, if you haven't yet, do us a huge favor and subscribe to the Dodgers Nation YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, hit that like button. And remember, nothing brings us together quite like Dodger baseball. And until next time, think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.